This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Today we're talking about domestic maid agencies. An employer here in Taman University brought a case to the Consumer Claims Tribunal after her maid refused to work in the house, claiming it was haunted. What's going on?
So the employer hired a maid from Medan, Indonesia in December, and she reportedly worked for about 4 days, and then she suddenly said, she was scared and traumatized by some sightings in the house. And I think these are maybe possibly like those jump scare moments you see in horror movies, right? And that's how she storied it apparently. But the owner sense, the owners of the house, the employers, they sense something was amiss because nothing supernatural happened to them. They've been staying in the house for so long. And besides the ghost story, she also made up some excuses like she's dizzy and feeling sick and all that. So basically she spent the time just resting without doing any chores. And when they started probing more seriously, she finally admitted that she lied. So in the end, the tribunal ruled against the maid agency and ordered a refund to be paid back to the employers.
So I understand that she lied, but in cases like this, the findings in the end usually point out flaws in SOPs practiced by maid agencies to begin with.
Yes, that's true. Like you said, she lied, but it turns out her agency lied to her first because she claims the employment agency promised that she would work at a restaurant and she never wanted to work as a domestic helper because apparently they only get like 1,000 ringgit, but working in a restaurant, they would get paid more. So that's why she I think it's like some sort of protest, but she didn't know how to
like
protest
it
against the employer, so she just didn't want to work and go back. And the employer initially paid 9,500 ringgit for the hiring, and now they are claiming back that money. And this is quite a common problem in hiring, in maid hiring, among maid hiring agencies, because I think I have experienced one when I was working many, many years ago at a supermarket, and the janitor would call his daughter.
Yeah.
And he would lie that he's working as a supervisor at a company because that's what they told him. He was apparently working in a textile company in India, and they hired him to come. They told him that he would be working as a supervisor here. And when he came here, and then he ended up working as a janitor.
Mm.
But he had to tell that story to his family because he didn't want them to feel sad that he has to clean the toilet or whatever. So he just maintained the lie, and he would cry after talking to her, and that was really sad. And I thought, and I think that's the real horror story of, you know, hiring agencies in this country. So maybe we'll speak to the Human Resource Ministry about this in the coming weeks or months.
Yeah, because it also links up to how few rights people have once they've made their way over here, right?
True.
Because there's no way to really say, this isn't what I signed up for.
Yeah, and they take a lot of debts before coming here, you know, to spend here, to pay the deposit and whatnot. So it's really sad.
Moving on to Bursa, though, Telekom Malaysia Berhad is in the news after a lawsuit was filed against them. We're having a complaint-heavy day today.
Yeah, true.
How's the counter doing?
TM fell about 6 cents this morning. Yesterday, the Malaysian Football League, or MFL, they sued TM over a breach of sponsorship contract for the domestic football season. And MFL is seeking over 400 million ringgit and a declaration that TM had breached a sponsorship contract between both parties. And MFL is also seeking an order to remove TM's association with them as a sponsor and from all their broadcast content and also official materials. And TM closed down 1.5% at 3 ringgit and 17 cents.
Sean, thank you so much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.